The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers. Taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's me, Matt Slick. Listen to Matt Slick Live. Why don't you give me a call? 877-207-2276. And I want to hear from you, so give me a call. All right. Woo, man. I was just telling Charlie, a friend of mine, he works inside the chat room when we do the show. I got to buy tires today, tomorrow. $1,100. Oh, man. Oh. I know a lot of you out there smiling. Yep, that's right. They can get expensive. So, anyway, no big deal. And, hey, look. So I released some articles, two articles on COVID yesterday, and I think I'm pretty much done with it for a while. I'm working on an article, Do Animals Have Souls? And I could do some other stuff. And then I'm going to work on one-minute videos, just start doing a series on one-minute videos. You could do a whole bunch of them. We can get them into TikTok. We're going to get them into different areas, different things, and try and get the gospel out there. And develop a whole litany of topics. I call it the one-minute seminary. And that's what I think we're going to call it so far. Unless someone out there's got a better name for it. The idea of a one-minute thing, you know, give or take a minute, where I just teach on various topics. And I won't be sitting here in this chair. I'll be doing it inside of a video room with some nice lighting. See, what I need to do is get my wife on there, because she's pretty, and she's photogenic. So it'd be good to have her on, because that just brings my average look up about 5 points, up to about a 6. So that's pretty good. Of course, I'm dragging her down. So, you know, other than that, that's about it. That's about what I got going on. So if you want to give me a call, all you got to do is dial 877-207-2276. We got 3 open lines. Give me a call. Let's get to, let's see, Rick from Salt Lake City. Rick, welcome. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Doing all right. Turn you up. I can barely hear you.
Okay. Little
there you go.
Off the biblical subject.
That's all right.
Just with this election going on Tuesday, I just, I guess maybe I'm just a pessimist. I believe the left has figured out a way to cheat. It's called early voting. It's called early ballot. It's called mail-in stuff. And they just play this little charade and they make us look like fools, and we're just supposed to hang on again. I mean, how do we change this? I mean, we pray to God and pray to God and pray to God, and how do we get this to turn around, or is this just the way things are going to be, and we're supposed to just take it?
Well, I agree with you on that. You know, I voted today, and I was in line with the people. I go, I hope my vote counts. You know, I don't know if it's going to count. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't trust the elections. I don't. I'm with you. I'm a pessimist. I agree with you. I think the Dems have figured out ways to lie, cheat, and steal. The leftists, I should say. Because, you know, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. But, yeah, I'm with you. And so, like, in 2022, we're supposed to have some elections next year. I don't trust what's going to happen. I don't know about you. I don't know about anybody else. And that Governor of Virginia race? Nah, I don't trust it either. Even though the Republican guy's supposed to win, they say. Yeah, I don't believe it's going to happen. So what do we do? Well,
what do we do?
Yeah, what do we do? I've written an article. Okay, let me say a few things here. Do Christians have the right of self-defense? The answer is yes. And I wrote an article about this. It's being distributed out in Africa by the thousands and thousands and thousands. We have the right of self-defense. And yet we're supposed to submit to the government. Well, we're supposed to submit to the government until the government violates Scripture. Then we're no longer to submit to that. We don't have to submit to it. Our obligation is to seek peace whenever possible. We want to do that, but we don't want to we don't want to support homosexuality or abortion or this transsexual idiocy or this brainwashing crap that's going on in the schools. We need to stand up and we need to say enough. When we vote, but our votes don't seem to count. We try and nothing seems to work.
Hold on.
Sorry about that. You okay?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know where that came from. A cough out of nowhere. I apologize. Okay, you there? Wow.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I couldn't even hit the cough button fast enough. All right. Where was I? Wow. Sorry about that. I think that's the worst I've ever had on a radio.
You were saying, you know, through all their issues, the obscure issues that come out, we can't really support them, obviously. I mean, God gave us free will. If people want to do what they want to do, they do it at their own peril. They don't have the right to force us to agree with them any more than we have the right to force them to agree with us. I think we...
Yeah, but you got to understand something. You got to understand something. The left doesn't care about righteousness. The left has no interest in what is right. They only have the agenda of their self-righteousness. And they are the ones who are going to determine what is true, and therefore with them, because they think they have a higher moral standard, the ends justify the means. That's what you got to understand. That's what the left is. They don't care.
Yeah.
They're socialist commies. They've been brainwashed. They want to brainwash our children. They want to indoctrinate us. They push this stuff all over left and right. And don't think for a second that you can trust the election. I do not trust the election. I'm just saying it publicly. I don't. I don't trust elections anymore. And I've known stuff for quite a while before the past 5 years, actually 7 years. I've known about some issues that have happened behind the scenes in certain contexts that it's dishonest. And what's happening with the left and their ploy to gain power in order to bring about what they see as how America ought to be, how Americans ought to think, what to do, and behave. And if we don't stop them, they're going to succeed in it. There's a principle we have to understand, that a very well-organized minority can control a disorganized majority. That's a fact. And what happens is the leftists are in control of the media and the social outlets. And so I'm kicked off of one of my YouTube accounts, at least for a while, because till January, because I talked about COVID. Not allowed to do that. But yet, in Twitter, and I'm going to put something up on Twitter just to see if I'm going to get kicked off. You know, not to try and get kicked off. I'm going to just put stuff up about COVID and vaccines, just statistics and facts that I have found by putting a link in, I think. And if they kick me out, well, why are they not kicking out, these other groups that foment with like Al Qaeda? There's other groups, I forget the names of them, where they are not being punished by having their accounts suspended, but if you're a conservative, you get your account suspended. This kind of unfairness is all over the board. And if we do not rise up one way or another and stop it, it'll continue. And so the first way to do this is by prayer, and then and by voting, and by petitioning, and by complaining. Well, I remember what I was going to say, the Patriots. They call it the Insurrection Day, and what's happened is that the left has said, well, it's a terrorist group. It's terrorism. So now that means if it's terrorism, then they can bring all kinds of power to bear upon the average citizens of the United States, because they can be now declared terrorists. That means our government's now turning against us. So whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends of righteousness, of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And so, that's from the Declaration of Independence. So,
yeah, I heard that before somewhere. There, okay.
Yeah, and so what we're supposed to do is alter what's going on. How do we do that? Well, I don't advocate the violence. I don't want violence, but I do think it's coming, and I know that there are a lot of people who are ready, and I don't like that, but that's just what it is.
They keep calling that an insurrection. If that was an insurrection, that was the most poorly run insurrection I've ever seen. Yeah. I mean, these people were armed with stupidity. They really didn't have anything to insurrect with. It was a joke.
That's right.
And during the summer of the following, before, you got cities burning and you got idiots saying from the news, oh, yeah, these are peaceful protests. Well, things are burning in the background. How is that peaceful? Don't really see what you're seeing. Don't pay attention to what you're seeing. Just pay attention to what I'm saying. And that's just, they're just spewing lies. And it's ridiculous. It's like, really? I mean, we're all that stupid that we just swallow this hook, line, and sinker?
No, I don't. I have a voice. I say it over the radio. I don't trust Biden. I don't trust Kamala Harris. I don't trust Pelosi. I don't trust them. I don't trust the elections. I don't trust them. I do not trust our government anymore. I've said this over the radio many times. When are they going to come to get me? My wife and I talk about it. And they knock at the door. Are you Matt Slick? Yes. Okay, you're under arrest. Why? Because you said you don't like Biden or whatever it'll be that we don't have the right to say anymore. You know, let's go, Brandon. Yeah. You know, and now that is being said by the left as something that's so vile and so evil. And yet, what they were allowed to do, the left, what they could do last year and a year before and a year before is, you know, hold up a severed head of Trump, talk evil about him, have people talk about have him killed and things like this. And they didn't lose their platforms except the one lady who, the comedian, she for beheading Trump. But, you know, the left is so hypocritical. So here's a suggestion I have. We need an organization. And I'm nobody. I'm just a guy named Slick. But I'll tell you, what if we had an organization where people are contributing, say, $5, $10 a month for legal bills? Because it's going to happen. We get lawyers. And everybody just joins in. And then on a certain month, everybody whose last name starts with an A on a Monday or whatever it is, everybody goes to the Capitol or someplace representative of the Capitol because, you know, you can't, you know, sometimes you can't be in the Capitol. Like, if you're in Southern California, you can't go up to Sacramento. It's, you know, 500 miles. But you can go to related areas and hold up signs saying, stop this or stop that. We want our country back. Don't, you know, whatever it will be organized to do. And everybody with the last name starts with an A on one day, and then the next day, everyone with a B, and it goes on for 3 weeks. And everybody all over the country did this. That's just for starters. And they need to also do this in front of the news media and without any violence, but with patience and with petition and saying, we're tired of this. And you get lawyers because your lawyers are going to be needed because when people sue you for whatever reason. You know, it's going to happen, but it's time to fight, and we've got to fight within the law, and that's what we've got to do. We need to be organized.
I just have one more quick comment on your. I haven't read your article on the self-defense, but many years ago, somebody brought that up to me about Jesus turning the other cheek and everything. I go, well, Jesus also, and I can't remember the verse. You probably got it down pat, but he said to the disciples to go two by two and carry staffs. I go, well, he told them to carry staffs not because they had crippled legs. He told them to carry staffs to protect themselves.
Yeah.
So, of course, we have a right to defend ourselves. Absolutely.
Yes, we do. We have the obligation, even. Yeah. And I can talk more about that. But, yeah, there's a lot going on.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, buddy. God bless,
man. Take care, sir.
Okay. That's Rick from Salt Lake City. Hey, folks, two open lines, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Everybody, welcome back to the show. If you want to give me a call, two open lines, 877-207-2276. Anthony from Des Moines, Iowa, welcome. You're on the air.
Professor, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Hanging in there. Hanging in there.
I always call you that because you know what? You don't have to have a PhD behind your name. You are a knowledgeable man, and I regard you as a professor of the word.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. So what do
you
got?
My question, sir, was, are you familiar with the little newspaper that comes out called the Epic Times?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like them.
I've gotten three or four copies of it, and I got to tell you, It's enlightening. I got the latest one the other day, and they've got a little supplement in there called Defending the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman, that's in there. Let me put my glasses on because I can't see without them. Okay. His name is, he's a senior fellow in constitutional jurisprudence.
Okay.
Jurisprudence.
Jurisprudence, yes.
And Professor Robert G. I don't know if I'm pronouncing Nadelson or Nettleson. Okay. I'm not sure.
All right.
I don't know.
So
if you're
what's
familiar
the
with
what's
man
up about him?
Well, no, he wrote these articles in this supplement,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to get your opinion on if you thought the veracity of the Epoch Times was worth reading, or I just wanted to get your opinion on it because I trust your opinion on things because I've talked to you before about different books and things, and you said, now stay away from those, and so I threw them in the garbage. But I wanted to see what you had to say about the Epoch Times and what you felt about that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's good, yeah. I like it, and I've learned some stuff out of it, and they're worth supporting. In fact, what I have, and I recommend people get, is an app on your phone called Conservative News Pro. And I think it costs $4 for the pro version of it. But you can get the not pro version. It's free. Conservative News Pro. And it's got lots of, in fact, I'm looking at it right now. It's got One America News, Bongino Report, The Federalist, The Blaze, Breitbart, Newsmax, The Free Press, Daily Wire, Daily Caller, Red State, The Gateway Pundit, Town Hall, American Thinker. And so what it does is it extracts articles from those various sources, puts them in there so that you can see the titles and see what it is. You click on the one, and it takes it to the place. It's very helpful. And so I use it a lot. Yeah, and
yeah, that
so
sounds
that's
great.
Good. Mm-hmm.
I've got one further question for you, brother.
Sure.
And I know we've talked about this before. I'm into martial arts, as you are.
Work.
And we've talked about this issue of Christians and self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm seeing this world and the way that it's changing, I'm really considering getting a firearm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because
if you get one, you better know how to use it and get trained on it and become quite familiar with it because it's a heavy responsibility.
Well, I'm a certified firearms instructor, so I know.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I know how to use one, but here's my problem, and I wanted to ask you about this because it's really kind of a morality problem.
Okay.
I'm an ex-felon.
Okay.
And so in my state, I'm not allowed to legally purchase a firearm. Now, what I want to ask
what
you
can
is
do,
this, brother.
What you can do is go to you can get a lawyer, you can go to a judge, and you can ask for that to be your right to bear arms to be reinstated.
How successful is that, though?
I know someone here who's done it. I'm not giving you details, but I know someone specifically. Felon, got out, life changed, believer, and petitioned, and he carries. All legal.
Okay.
You can do stuff like that.
Well, I've been out for over 20 years, and I have no reason to go back to that former, life.
So what you do?
I'm a believer.
So what you do is?
But I want to protect my wife and myself. I'm 61 years old, and I can handle two or three guys, but I mean, if some guy comes up or somebody breaks into our apartment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to be able to protect my wife and my kitty and stuff.
Okay, well, there's alternative ways. Also, slingshots, believe it or not, are pretty stinking powerful. And then you can also get pepper spray, and you can get things like that, and a baton. So there are things you can do. But
if
you want,
I usually carry I usually carry a blade because I'm pretty skilled with a knife. I've been highly trained.
Good.
By a former Marine recon guy.
Okay.
And he kind of showed me the ins and outs on how to, of course, really, if you engage some punk on the street or something, and he's got a blade in his hand, you don't have to be real skillful to do some damage to somebody.
Right, that's true. Yeah, and so in martial arts, we're more afraid of knives than we are guns. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can disable a gun pretty quickly, but not a knife.
I can reverse a gun, yeah.
Well, so can I.
A blade's a deadly weapon to have to engage, no question about it. And you know that.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Yeah. I've done lots of martial arts and lots of gun takeaways, knife takeaways, and stuff like that. But anyway, we have the right of self-defense, and you can always contact a lawyer about getting something before the judge to have it reinstated. So you can do that. At least,
the only thing, Matt.
Yeah.
The only thing is here in Iowa, and I got to say this politely because I'm on the radio, but this is kind of a. You and I are talking man to man. This is a kind of a conservative state.
Well, I'll tell you what. you won't happen if you don't try. That's just an option. Okay? So check it out.
I got you. All right, brother. God bless you. And thank you so much for your time today.
All right, man. Well, God bless, Anthony.
And God bless your wife as well. I haven't met her. I don't know her. But I've heard you talk about her quite a bit. And you both are in my prayers.
Good.
I love you both, and I love what you're doing, your ministry, and you are a professor.
Well, okay. Appreciate that. Thanks. All right.
I decreed that right now. You are a professor.
You do. Oh, wow. Decree. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. All right, Anthony. Okay. Well, God bless,
my brother.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, man. All right, let's get on the phone with Alberto from Georgia. Welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Max Litt.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why do wicked, sinful sinners say they don't have a problem with Jesus, but have a problem with Christians?
Well, let's talk about that after the break, okay? Folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Two open lines, 877-207-2276. Please stay tuned. Be right back.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Welcome back to the show. We have two open lines if you want to give me a call. 877-207-2276. Let's get back on the phone with Alberto. Hey, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was talking earlier about that a lot of sinners say that they don't have a problem with Jesus, but a problem with Christians. But I don't think that's true, because if Christ was here in the flesh today, and he'd be pointing out their sins and exposing all the stuff that the society is doing today, they would have a big, major problem with Jesus. They'd torture him and worse, or, crucify him in a worse way than they did back in the Roman time period. So what's your question? Critical, I think, that the sinners would have a major problem with Jesus if he was here in the flesh, as a man. They would have a problem.
Yeah, they would. The sinners, I'm familiar with the idea. Don't have a problem with Jesus, but I have a problem with Christians. Christians don't represent Christ very well, and that's why the sinners will make judgments. But they don't realize that Jesus, he'd be pretty tough on them too. You know, he would require of them repentance, and he would condemn their sin. And their sinfulness and their denial of him and others. But, it's just something that is true in the sense that Christians don't represent Christ as well as they ought to, myself included. And so we have to be better. That's all, be better.
Yeah, but even if we did represent Christ right, they still will help us trying to find some.
Of course they will. But that does not, does not excuse us. We still must represent Christ properly. Okay?
I know. That's true. I know that. But I'm saying that they're trying to find an excuse still not to come to Christ anyway. Even if he did represent Christ.
That's
a sinful nature who they
that's
are.
That's true.
I got a quick question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You know what people say that Jesus on the cross, he culminated the... He said it's totalized, it's finished. But I think it was since the day he got born and he lived a perfect, sinless life. And when he carried a cross and he died on the cross, and when he said totalized, that's the final culmination of the work is finished, not the actual suffering, carrying the cross to Calvary. And then
he said it's finished. Do you have a question? Okay.
My question is, it's not just the when he said it is finished, when he was carrying the cross and dying the cross, it was his whole life when he was born as a baby and grew up as a child and then as a man and lived a perfect sinless life.
Well,
and then when
hold on.
That's the combination.
Okay, I got you. The thing is that when he said it is finished in John 19:30, it's tetelestai, which is a legal statement. Not only legal, but it's also a legal statement. So the legality of the sin-bearing probably is what he was referring to. Probably, but wouldn't die on that hill. Okay?
Yeah, because people say, well, the victory is on the cross. I think it was the beginning since he was born.
He was born under the law. Galatians 4:4, he never sinned. 1 Peter 2:22, but the bearing of our sin that occurred on the cross and the atoning sacrifice occurred on the cross. He said it is finished, and that's best understood to deal with the atoning work. Okay.
Okay,
all right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Okay,
God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay. All right, let's get to Paul from Virginia. Paul, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you.
All right. So what do you got, buddy?
I wondered if you had had a chance or if you had received the book that I told you about called COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey by Dr. Peter Brecht.
Yeah, I actually do have it. I just haven't gotten to read it yet. I got another debate that's possibly coming up in a couple of weeks. Working on a lot of stuff, so I just haven't gotten to it.
As you're aware, then, if you perceive it, it's a pretty thick book. But I want to jump to the Virginia election for a moment, since I am a Virginia resident. I'm still in the car, as a matter of fact, from coming back to having voted. And, you know, I could have very easily just stayed home today. It's rainy and kind of cold here. But I went on up there, and I looked at the ballot, and I stood there, and I thought about a lot of different things. And I saw where they had McCulloch and Youngkin for governor and Winsome Sears and Hala Ayala for lieutenant governor. And then for the attorney general, Mark Herring and Mayorkas. And then finally we had a District 66, Mike Cherry and
Fondler. Do you have a question related to all of this?
More or less taken back to your, like, three or four calls ago, the person who was concerned about and what you spoke about as far as what's going on politically and with the left and the right and that kind of thing. And I would usually consider myself a moderate, but I ended up putting the ballot into saying I did not vote. I could not vote for any of them. And that's how I feel kind of as an American right now. I could not bring myself, and I thought about it and kind of said a little prayer.
Okay, so
I couldn't bring myself to vote for any of them.
Okay, I do.
And I wish we could get an answer, and that's why I told you about that book.
Let me ask you, do you have a question, though? Do you have a question?
No, it's more or less, I wanted to know whether you had a chance to read the book yet, but I see you haven't.
No.
But at the same time, I wanted to voice my opinion on this election, and I just could not bring myself to vote for anyone.
Well, okay, that's your privilege not to vote. I voted today, and in here in Idaho, with the stuff that's going on here, I should say. So, you know, I think we should vote. it can be very difficult sometimes, because a lot of times it's the lesser of two evils kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand
well,
that.
Well, I went to see if there were any other things on the ballot other than just voting for the people that were running for these specific
well,
offices.
Well, one thing I would say is you certainly don't want these leftist wacko Democrats in. I mean, the leftists, being a Democrat doesn't mean you're bad, but these leftists who want to shove all the liberal stuff down our throats, brainwash the kids, open the borders up to let illegals come in, pay them hundreds of thousands of dollars, defund the police, not go after the people who break the laws and burn down buildings, but go after people who, the insurrectionists, we don't want those kind of people in power. They're the kind of people who are going to bring our country down. So, anyway.
Well, I would agree. Do you think that the possibility that this is a much larger effort by an outside source or sources?
One of the things you can do when you want to answer a question like that is you get a list of occurrences or facts, and then you propose a theory. The theory that answers most of those facts, or all of them, is usually the better theory. So if you think there's an outside source, what would be some of the things that would be in place in order to do whatever they are doing? And, you know, why would they want to do it? Obviously, it's for the destruction of America, with moving us towards socialism against the Constitution. So that's happening. The restriction of our rights. The attack on our gun rights. We can't trust the elections anymore. COVID's being used as a reason to shut down the economy. Biden came in and moved us away from energy independence and self-protection as a nation. And he threw us under the bus, opened up our borders, requires people to get vaccinated, yet opens the borders for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people not to be vaccinated, just come in. The hypocrisy here, this is the kind of stuff you do if you want to destroy a country. And so you could say it looks like there's a force bent on destroying America or reshaping it completely, and the evidence supports that kind of a theory. If there's a better theory, then let's see it, you know.
Wouldn't it have to kind of be that way in order for the Antichrist to be able
yes.
to eventually
mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Antichrist, yeah. See, what I believe is that the people who are socialist leftists who don't believe in real freedom and autonomy but want big government, big brother to come in and tell us what to do, they're the kinds of people who are going to lay the foundation for the arrival of the Antichrist, who will support him and big government ideology in order to take care of the masses. Instead of independence and responsibility, it's immaturity and weakness, and they want Big Brother to take control of their lives and to provide them the governmental breast to nurse from so that they can be taken care of. And people like that are more prone, more acceptable to being in cults and also to be led by the nose by oppressive government regimes.
Okay, and one final thing before I go mm-hmm. is that
there's
really
a break.
Well,
tell you what, buddy, we're
really
going to get going. We're at the break. We've got people waiting, so we're going to move on. I'll call back tomorrow, okay? Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, hey, folks, three open lines, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, buddy, welcome back to the show. We have three open lines. If you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. Let's get to Abdul from Delaware. Welcome, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Are you there?
Hello?
Abdul. Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Doing all right. So what do you got, buddy?
My question is, because of the current climate, and we have the vaccine stuff and political climate or things like that, what do we do when it seems like our churches aren't really touching on these issues or really equipping the church to handle these issues? should people be looking for different places to go, or like, what do we do in these situations?
Well, the church needs to address these things. It doesn't mean every day from the pulpit, but it does mean it needs to be addressed. And the pastors need to develop a defense of the biblical position of what to do. And it's a complicated thing, because if you don't get a vaccine, you could lose your job, you can't feed your family. Yet at the same time, it's being used to control people and restrict our freedom. So there's a balance that has to be maintained. When do you submit in order to save your family, so to speak, and when do you resist? And so This is the thing that's hard to deal with. But people have to understand that resisting is costly, and the wife and the husband have to be on this together and fight. Like my wife and I, you know, I've not received the vaccine. I refuse to get it. I do not want it. I've done way too much research to trust it. I would actually consider it, from what I've seen in my research, an act of self-defense to not take it. I don't trust it. Mm-hmm. And my wife has medical issues, and there is absolutely no way, period, I'd want her to take it. Because it puts her in the hospital, it could kill her. She's got a weakened immune system, weakened this, weakened that. So, what do you do? Those are extremes. What do you got to do? Well, you know, and there are people I know who've taken it, and they're fine, and that's okay. I don't complain about that. I don't think down for them. But this is an issue of freedom here, and it's a serious issue. The government doesn't have a right to tell us what medicines to take. It doesn't have that right to do that, and they are. They're overstepping their bounds, and then they open the stinking borders, let illegals come in who are unvaccinated. Then they fly them out to different parts of the country in the middle of the night. And it's documented that they're doing that.
And paying them.
Yeah. And then they want to pay them. This is atrocious. It is horrible. And the leftist media is in cahoots with them. And, you know, this is time to say we've had enough of this. The people of the United States need to stand up and say, we've had enough of this, and demand of these so-called leaders in Washington to stop what they're doing, because they are destroying this country, destroying families, destroying culture. They're destroying it with their actions. And if we don't stand up and resist them, hopefully a peaceful way, that's what we need to do. But we need to be united, and we need to march, and we need to petition, and we need to be willing to get arrested and go to jail. We need to be able to stand up in a united group, because it's true. A united minority can overrun and rule a disunited majority. An organized minority can take over an unorganized majority. And the left is organized because they have an agenda. Their common agenda that they're united behind is the pushing of liberalism, moral liberalism, and socialism. And to do that, they want to get the children, which is why they're indoctrinating them in the leftist government schools. I think Christians should get their kids out of school if they can. And don't put them in there. Don't put them in government schools. And do what you can. And get Christian communities and things like that.
Yeah. I do have a my second question kind of goes with it. These last couple of years, and even before that, we're seeing a lot of believers and people in other churches, they're really going through things at any times. We're seeing suicide rates go up. We're seeing drug addiction, porn addiction, different things like this go up on a daily basis, and it seems like the churches are barely touching the surface. For some believers who want to stand up, it seems like you're almost alone in this fight. Because sometimes it seems like churches would say, you're doing too much and different things. And it's like, no, if the Lord says this in his word is clear as day. Why are we sitting here doing nothing? Our church members are suffering, and they're saying, oh, let's just follow Romans 13. The government, like, it's just, something doesn't seem like it's adding up.
And we are only obligated to follow the government insofar as it is biblical. That's it. We're not obligated to follow the government down the road to the cliff of moral destruction. We don't follow them. We don't support homosexuality and abortion, killing the unborn. You know, we're to defend the helpless. Christian men should be standing up. There's a lot to say about this. There's so many things I've wanted to say and I really can't say. But part of the problem with Christian men is Christian women. And I'm going to say this. This is going to be really staggering to a lot of people. But you got to understand something. When men move forward, they break things. They don't always do things perfectly. And sometimes Christian women behind their men will browbeat them and say, don't do these things because you made a mistake. And it stops them from getting out doing what needs to be done anyway. Their women should be out there supporting their men who go out there and try and lead. When you lead, you make mistakes. When you follow, it's easy to point your finger. And we men need our wives behind us, encouraging us to be united and stand forth and realizing that not everything's going to go perfect, and that's okay. But as we pray, we follow God, we can move forward. Furthermore, I think the pastors, what they ought to do is they ought to be united. Pastors should meet in group meetings and forget the minor doctrinal differences, predestination or not or whatever, and get into the issues united to protect the children, protect our country, protect our people. And then develop preaching things and teaching seminars where people are invited to one church where they go and hear a specialist come in and talk about what we can do, who to vote for, what not to vote for. Yes, out of churches. And churches should be saying who to not vote for and who to vote for. You can't vote for people and candidates who are unbiblical, who promote homosexuality and promote abortion. Christians don't have the right to lend their support to people like that. And it should be spoken from the pulpit. And the pastors and the Christians are supposed to be the leaders in this kind of thing. And not to be so afraid that they don't want to lose members or might offend somebody. We've got to speak the truth, and we men have got to do it. And the Christian men have not been doing their job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk about this all the time with my brother. We talk about this stuff all the time because we've been through it as well. And it's some bad times right now.
It is. It is. Well, having studied the cults for so many years, for decades, I've seen the patterns of human behavior, and I've learned them through the cult mentality, and the same thing's happening in our society. The cults want to control their population, and there are control markers. You can find them in Mormon churches, you can find them in Jehovah's Witness churches, you can find them in Catholic churches, you can find them in oppressive Protestant churches. But you can find out where the pastors or the leaders are in control, and the populace, the followers, must adhere to the certain moral and dress and or speech patterns that have to be followed by a group leading, because that's the right way. And then you don't wear a beard, or you do wear a beard, or you dress a certain way, have a certain haircut, or you don't. These are control markers. The freedom that we have in Christ means long hair, short hair. It means whatever you want to do, that's okay within, you know, you don't want to have a man dressed like a woman, but you got to have the freedom in churches to be able to do what we need to be able to do without having to be oppressed. And when I see these things in the cults, it happens a lot. Not you know, anyway, I see the same thing in the society that's happening. I do. I see the same thing. I've been seeing this for months. I got to write an article on it. The cult mind control that's being used by the media, its propaganda machine, and the whole bit. Yeah, you know, I'm always studying. I'm always reading this stuff. And, you know, I go to different news outlets. The research on COVID has convinced me that that it's not as bad as what people say. And that the masks and the vaccines, you know, I'll tell you, 9,183 deaths occurred from all vaccines combined and all recorded stuff from the CDC since 1968 to now. That's the information. 9,183, that's per October 22nd, that date, okay, up to then. And in the last 2 years, there have been over 13,000 deaths related to COVID vaccines. So we're talking all of the information combined is 9,000. For all the vaccines except for COVID, and the COVID vaccine in 2 years has there's 13,000 deaths. And get this, I have documentation to show that only at less than 1% of the adverse effects are reported on the VAERS system. There's documentation to show just 1%. less than a percent. So who knows what the real fatality rate is of this. And in fact, I released an article, I think it was yesterday, and I'm looking at it now. Oh, not that one. Reports of side effects, the one before that, the COVID-19 vaccine side effects per CDC's VAERS system. If you go to that one, COVID-19 vaccine side effects per the CDC VAERS system, I have it in there that there's 837,595 reported events. 837,000. It's insane. And you can do a search on there, and death, 8,965, according to this report. There's anxiety, there's vision being blurred, blood pressure increased, 9,000 accounts of that, vertigo, 9,000, tinnitus, I have tinnitus, 14,000, loss of consciousness, 14,000. And yet, this vaccine is out there. Similar, in fact, if somebody knows it, I can't find it. The historical information on the other vaccines, when they were out and when they were taken off the market because of side effects, of adverse effects. There's a certain, you know, like 26 people got hurt. Well, they took the vaccine off. They had to redo stuff. But here, thousands and thousands and thousands, and yet they're pushing it, and then they leave our borders wide open. It's something's up. It's yeah. 151,000 people got headaches. Fatigue, 124,000. Chills, 99,000. Varying forms of pain, 92,000. Nausea, 86,000. Dizziness, 83,000. Pain in the extremities, 76,000. Myalgia, 57,000. In rashes, 39,000. Body temperature, 30,000. Diarrhea, 28,000. It just goes on and on and on.
Yep.
Man. Because I want nothing to do with it. Sorry, that's just me.
Same here.
Gosh. Okay. Yep. 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 Okay, buddy.
Thanks.
God
Thanks.
Bless. Hey, folks. Sorry about all that. Moya, I'll tell you. Eric, call back tomorrow if you can. And Karen, I want to hear what you had to say tomorrow, Karen. I do need to hear it. So please give me a call tomorrow. Hey, folks, may the Lord bless you by his grace. We're back on here tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.